Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
driving around looking for a petrol station to fill up at.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while.
It does. And you probably shouldn't listen while you're filling up, which was what I was going to say originally.
No, we're supposed to turn the car off and you can't have your phone. Yeah.
So, wanted to be safe.
You can have your car. You can have the radio on in your car.
I thought you had to turn the whole ignition off.
No, you don't. Huh. Well, I don't know. I don't.
It's just weird if they won't let you.
You don't.
No.
Really?
You leave the keys in the car.
Nate, do you know that? Every time I've left the car, I go, Nate, I'll listen to the radio for you. I leave the car. I don't leave the car running.
Oh,
but I leave
but
the radio.
Turn the radio
on.
Back
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can do that. Also, this is a podcast and not on the radio.
You're so right.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
Well, you could
Plug your phone in.
Yeah, but I
think that turns off. I think it could be different for each car.
You're so right.
Because I don't think my car's not very high tech.
Your car is like the world's worst car.
It is.
And I hate that your car, that the Bluetooth doesn't really work.
It cuts in and out.
Yeah.
It just, does. So
when you call me, it's...
So
stop calling me.
I try to remain loyal to our station, right? So I keep it on as I'm listening.
That's
but
why.
My car is so old, right? Every time I go over a bump, it changes the station to Pulse.
In Hobart?
No, a random Pulse.
Oh.
Random mainland Pulse.
A station called Pulse.
A station called Pulse. Every time I go over a bump. Mm. But it's not logged on any of my pre-made favourites.
I had a friend once whose car was broken. Every time she turned her left blinker on, the radio would just turn up 20 volume points. It was a real issue.
That's so random. I love it. Oh, my central locking doesn't work. I leak through everything.
I had a mate that when you put a CD in, the volume went way low. So you could either listen to the radio at normal volume, or if you put a CD in, it was just like, I'm bringing sexy.
It's so
Did
good.
I ever tell you about the time my partner Diana accidentally fed our credit card into my CD player?
Yeah. What was that? Why was that?
Well, because in my car, I used to have a little card holder, but it was just below where you'd put CDs in. So Diana absentmindedly one day went to put in the card holder and fed it into the CD player, and it was too late and it just started sucking it in.
My first car, the RAV4, was even worse. If I honked the horn, the back passenger door would just swing open.
No,
that is fake. You're making
I just didn't have a story.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Oh, yes, middle of the week. Let's do this, Australia. Welcome to the top of the Hump Day Mountain, of course. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. Let's go around the room. It's Jimmy, by the way, straight hair gun. Let's go around the room and just, what do we get up to? Producer Grace, what did you do today for your Wednesday?
For my Wednesday? Mm. Ooh, I had a planning with my financial advisor.
Okay, Nate, what did you do for your Wednesday?
Money bags, kicking it off with some relatability. We've got too much money, sir. What should we do with it?
No.
We're just figuring out what to do with our houses.
No.
Because we currently, the portfolio is getting too big.
Of course. Do I go another one by the beach or a one in the forest?
None of that is true. I'm saving for a wedding and I'm spending too much, so I'm getting someone to help me budget. That is what's happening.
Can you, you may not even know this, but if you do know this, I would love to know, but have you got a figure in mind for said wedding? Is that part of the planning?
Yes.
Like you go,
I'll be honest,
I want this much for the wedding, and they go, this is what you need to save.
Yes. Okay. I kind of threw just a random number out there, and then Diana went, oh my God, that's so much money. And then I went, and then Diana's like, all right, so obviously we'll have to have a Lebanese barbecue for the first night, and then the second night we can do Italian or something. And I'm like, you're turning this into a 3-day event, and you scoffed at my budget.
What about we turn the mics off?
Uh-huh.
You tell us the figure.
Okay.
Then we turn the mics back on.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely. Okay, hang on, wait. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Why is the light still on?
She's too smart for me. She's too smart for me.
Trish is zooming in on you. No, go again.
Okay,
just pull the faders down.
I'll pull the faders down.
So the light will still be on.
The light will be on, but the faders are down.
But you can say something first to test if anything's said, because if you can't hear anything, then it's down.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
$300,000.
Oh, my God. That's not what I said.
You are going to have to sell one of your condos.
Are you going to, what are you going to do? It's a lot of money, Australia.
Well, weddings cost a lot.
They do. And are you going to, are you going to do one of those wishing wells where you're like, hey guys, throw in some money.
Oh, pay for my wedding.
Well, I'll probably word it nicer.
No, be straight to the point. Everyone knows what they're
for. If you do a wishing well at a wedding, it's just you're paying a bit, which I'm not opposed to, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm. Because I've every wedding I've been to, I love. I think wedding is the best party out there.
Yes.
I think there needs to be more weddings. I'm not encouraging divorces. I'm just encouraging more people to get together.
That's the thing. Like, I don't need anything. Like, I don't want a gift. Like, money's nice, but I'm not going to expect people.
But the thing
to
is, if you don't put some sort of caveat on the gifts, you're going to get 3 or 4 toasters, aren't you?
I know. Yeah. And a registry feels real wanky too. Wanky.
Mm-hmm. I reckon you just, I think I was making fun of the wishing well, but I think it's good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because everyone who goes to a wedding has a good time. You get fed, there's drinks, and then, you know, everyone's on different pay packets. Mm-hmm. So, everyone can put in as much as they see fit.
What you would spend on a gift, I guess.
Correct, yes. I'm all for the wishing well. Let's not call it a wishing well. We're just paying for the wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good point. Different pay packets. Ask everybody to send in their financials, their last kind of statement, and then you can tell them how much they should spend.
It's like when you get a rental, I need 3 of your last pay slips.
And then you can tell them this is how much you need to put in the wishing well. And then when you see someone cheap out, you go, oi, cheapo, I know how much you earn.
I would never. It's going to be a beautiful wedding.
I went to a wedding, true story. Where there was, is a wishing well, right? But next to the wishing well was envelopes with pens. And what they asked you to do was write your name on the envelope, put the cash in the envelope, and then put that in the well.
So you know how much each person is given.
Genius. Genius. That keeps everybody honest, doesn't it?
So it was a mate of mine, and so I was like, I just put $5 in there and just wrote Jimmy and threw it in. And my part at the time was like, you can't do that. And I was like, no, I was going to put more in. But the fact that there's a letter in a name.
It's better than what I would have done. I would have gone through, found the fattest envelope and wrote my name on the front of it.
Pull the cash out, put a new envelope.
And gone, Jimmy and Nate, $500.
No, I'd open about 10 envelopes, pull all the cash out.
Pocket some.
Not an idiot.
I'm on the clock here.
Put some for me. And then I'd put the rest in.
Anyway, Grace, a few ideas for you, just to ponder with the $300,000 wedding. All right, on the way for you, 9 p.m., 13:10:60. What Hall of Fame should you be inducted into? You're right, mate. You're taking
really
your clothes off.
Yeah,
no, but Grace took her jacket off and started.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to shake my arms out.
Go, Shimmy, show us.
Oh,
Jesus. Sorry, everyone.
You're engaged.
Go again.
No, I'm not doing that again.
Can't wait for the wedding dance.
No, we've got it.
The wedding shimmy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, we just had a bunch of people calling. Producer Grace, they were calling for another radio station.
Yeah.
Did they say what it was or what they were giving away?
Yes. So
can we double it?
I'll double it.
What are you getting? Because I'll give you that plus 50.
Mm. I answered the call and she went, are we the winner? And I said, are you the winner of what? And she said, free petrol. So apparently Kiss right now is giving out free petrol because their number is similar to ours.
Similar to ours. Mm. Can we give away free petrol?
Mm. We don't.
Can we give away free petrol? I don't know.
Do we have?
Is the big boss on? Is she awake?
No, we can call Sonda, see if she's.
Yeah. Give her a call.
Give her a call.
Maybe. Should
I go check my wallet and see how much I have?
I don't care.
Because, I mean, if we don't have anything, personally, we can
all
chip in.
Give away the cash out of your wallet.
But only for petrol.
So you're going to say, hey,
and we'll claim it back afterwards.
Well, I mean, I'll try to.
All right, anyway, do you think we might get on the big boss on, see if we can give away petrol, and then we can show up another station, which has got to double up. Do we have a number?
No, they just said free petrol.
Yeah, well, we're giving double free petrol.
Double free petrol, because what is that?
Yeah. No, but how better is cash? You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
Cash is better.
That's true.
We're still waiting.
Anyway.
Producer, do you want to go to my... Just go and get my wallet.
Where is your wallet?
I don't carry cash.
So it's in my bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the front zipper.
We got the BBS. We've got the...
You go get my wallet, though.
The BBS is here. Welcome to the show, BBS. Big Boss on!
Thanks. Am I live on air?
Yeah. You're live on the air, mate. Didn't our producer tell you that?
No, she did, but I don't know. I thought I'd check before I said anything wildly inappropriate, like... Just kidding.
That was a good pause. So, Sonda, what happened is all these people are calling us. Apparently over on Kiss, they're giving away free petrol. So we just thought we'd come see. Don't do that. That makes me look bad. Grace has just thrown my cash in front of me out of my wallet. We were just seeing if we could give away some free fuel or something.
Absolutely not. No, you definitely can. Go for it. How much are you talking, though?
Oh, just one person, one tank.
Well, this is the thing. We didn't get a number. Originally, we wanted to double what Kiss were doing, but we didn't find out.
We didn't get a number, no.
We're thinking, what do you reckon, Son? What's a good number?
I don't know. Like, $300, is that going to make them look silly?
I like that.
We got to make them look silly.
That's like three tanks of petrol.
Grace.
Our boss just said we got $300.
Grace is arguing with our boss.
No, sorry, Sonda, that's a great number.
Yeah, stop arguing with her. If she wants to give us the cash, she give us the cash.
All right, so...
Obviously, it's coming out of one of your pays, though, so just text me who it's coming out of, okay?
Yep.
Oh, look, Jimmy, I'll do it, because Grace just chucked me in my wallet, and Sonda, I currently have in cash... I'll give this away. I have $102 for $65. Yeah, that's a full take of fuel.
How come you've got so much cash?
Facebook Marketplace. I've been selling stuff. I just moved, and I'm like, I don't need this bedside table.
People are calling before we've even asked, you know? Wait, so you want to give away less than what Sonda said?
Well, I mean, Sonda said it's coming out of my pay, and I'd rather give away $165 cash than $300.
Yeah, but you give away $160, and I'll give away the rest. There you go. Right. $150 each. Save yourself $10.
All right, so there you go. So why do we even call Sonda?
Thanks, I don't know, Sonda. Mate. Sonda, why'd you call through, mate? We're trying to do a radio show.
You guys are heroes. Modern day heroes. Enjoy.
And that's why we called you. To tell us
hello,
that.
Hello, Australia. See ya.
Right, thank you for being BBS. All right, there you go. 13, 10, 60. Why not, hey?
$300.
$300.
I'm paying $165. Nate's paying $135.
There you go.
Thank you, Grace.
Yep, give us a call right now.
Give us a call right now.
Free petrol. We'll do it next.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Look, we've just asked 13, 10, 60, do you want free fuel? Because what's happened is apparently another radio station over there, KISS, what is it? It's Mitch Cheery, isn't it?
Mitch Cheery. Shout
out to Mitch. Yeah. We love Mitch.
And if, for those stations that don't get him, don't worry about it. You got us.
If you listen, that's what we have. Hey, Mitch, you know what you got? We've got all of Australia. Yeah,
we got more.
Yeah, we got more, baby. Whatever stations you got, double it. So we're gonna match because we had people calling our show going, we want free fuel.
Yeah. I win, I believe, was how they answered the phones.
Fine. And so we went, well, hang on, we better give away free fuel then. Mm. We called our boss, Sonda. No real point there because I figured out that I've got $165 cash in my wallet.
Yep.
Nath, you're willing to pony up the other $135?
Because we want to give $300 away.
$300 away. That seems like a good amount.
Yeah, I think so.
This is all going to look really bad if we find out that Kiss and Mitch are giving away like...
$600. Well, you know what?
free fuel for a year, and we're throwing in a car.
we need bigger wallets.
So what we're going to do, I think we're trying to bring people across.
Yeah.
Trying to steal some listeners. So what I'm going to look for, Nathan, I'm going to look for someone who's going to promise us they're going to listen to this show, no other show, and they're maybe newish to listening
to us. Yeah, I love that. And it'd be good if people were calling the other stations to try and get some free fuel. They've landed on us. Boom, baby, we got it.
Whatever they do, we'll do it.
All right. Not everything. Jazz from Victoria. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, Jazz. Now, just quickly, you've heard what we said. We've got $300 worth of petrol to give away. How loyal are you going to be to the Jimmy and A show if we give it to you?
I'll be your best listener ever.
Okay. Are you new to listening to the show, Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. So you've shopped around a bit, Jazz.
Well, yeah, I actually listened to Abby's show 7 to 9, and then I usually turn it off, but I stayed listening tonight.
Okay. Well, welcome. Lovely to have you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
good to know.
So Abby got you here, and the fuel will keep you here.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Just one installment of fuel will keep you here, Jazz?
Sure. I'll take what I can get.
That's good. So will we. Yep. All right, there we go. Contestant one, Cody from New South Wales. Hello, Codes.
Hi, mate. How you going?
We're good, bro. Are you new to the Jimmy and A show?
Occasionally listen to it.
Okay, so you're a bit of a floater. That's fine.
Yeah. Do you listen to other shows as well, Code?
Yeah. I work night shift, so...
Okay. Flick around.
Cody, yeah. $300 worth of petty. Will that keep you loyal to the boys?
100%.
Okay. You promise that if we give you $165 cash from Jimmy, $135 bank transfer from Nate, you'll stay loyal to us?
100%.
I like that.
Cody, you understand we've got no way to prove that. We're just taking your word on it.
No. Yeah. My words, I'm very loyal.
Took you a while to get that out, but I believe you.
My word, pretty loyal. Bro,
and you know what? I believe everything he says. All right.
I believe that was honest.
Final contestant from Sydney. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Annie, you're new to the show? You're new to the program?
I probably listen once a week.
Once a week.
But you could get me in more.
Okay.
And how would we be able to get you in more, Annie?
I feel like $300 of petrol would probably get me across the line.
Probably or definitely?
Look, it's getting pretty strong. I'm going to go with definitely.
Definitely, okay. And you are listening to other shows, Annie?
I've got some options.
You've got some options. Yeah. You do. That's the thing. Listener has the power, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
We can't control their knobs. What, radio knobs? Annie's giggling. Okay, I like Annie.
She's so, Annie, the money, $300 for fuel, would keep you loyal to the show?
Absolutely.
Okay. I need some sort of thinking music, Nath, or some sort of like...
I got drama. You want drama?
Yeah, something like...
Right, here's drama.
Yeah, this is good. This is good. $300. We're buying one listener.
Can I suggest something?
Certainly, mate. It's your show. You're one half of Jimmy and Nath. The Nath half.
It'd be weird if I was the Jimmy half. We've got $300.
We certainly
do. We got three callers. Do we go 100 each and keep all of them?
Okay.
As long as... they will all stick around for a hunch.
Yeah, we have to go through them.
Yeah.
We ask them, are they happy with a hunch?
Yeah.
And will they stick for a hunch?
Yeah.
If one of them says no...
then we've got to pick somebody for the 300.
We've got to pick someone for 300.
Okay. Jazz? Jasmine?
Yes?
Are you happy with 100?
I'm loyal. I'm loyal for 100.
Loyal for 100. That's good. Okay. That's good. We've got one.
Cody from New South Wales, are you loyal for 100, bro?
Yeah, mate.
Okay. Love this.
Annie, this all comes down to you.
Could I ruin it for everyone?
It's up to you, Annie, because the thing is, if you ruin it for everybody, you might not be the person that gets the 300.
Yeah, but it also could be really fun. No, I'll take 100.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Please welcome producer Grace for some goals. Gossip Grace.
Kylie Jenner is getting dragged online for her private jet usage. So, Twitter account at Celeb Jets.
Sorry, what was that?
Twitter account.
We're in the flight path here, mate.
Sorry.
You know, nice. Talk. I thought we had double glazed.
It was a curfew.
Yeah. Sorry, you go, mate.
Twitter accounts. At-
oh. Double glazed. I'm so sorry.
This reminds me of today. This is true. Nace on the phone to Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah.
He's a missing card.
Yeah.
And he's got it on loudspeaker walking through the city and there's just trucks driving past.
Like there's been no trucks. I've been on hold for 20 minutes. No trucks. As soon as they answer, 30 trucks. A full-on brigade.
This just guy's kept like, past. Are you just walking in the city? And Nace's like, yep.
Yeah.
So you know how annoying it is.
It's not my fault, mate. We're in the flight path.
It is. You control the buttons.
You control the buttons!
Did you hear it? You must have
heard it.
You must have heard it. You must have heard it.
So, Twitter account at Celeb Jets posted one of Kylie's plane routes after she flew from a place in California to somewhere else in California.
Sure.
Estimating that the trip would have only taken her 3 minutes in the air. And if she was driving, it would have taken 45 minutes.
That's pretty bad.
Over the weekend, she then uploaded a picture to Instagram of herself and her partner, Travis, hugging in between two private jets with the caption, "You want to take mine or yours?"
Oh,
it's just tacky, isn't it?
It is. It's wanker alert. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do exactly the same if I had one. I just don't have one.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, a bit jealous.
It's, yeah.
You know what I mean? I drive a leaking Ford Fiesta at the moment.
It is. It's leaking.
Last time I sat in the back of your car and it was raining and I got wet pants.
Yeah, people have to... That's how good I am at driving.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, Aussies have been taking to Reddit, get this, to detail the experiences they have had with drunk celebrities in the wild. Now, look, I was reading through these and I'm going to say some of these should be taken with a grain of salt. Because you can imagine the person who spotted the alleged celeb had probably also had a few bevoirs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Usually when you're out, you
embellish your story a little
bit. You don't really. 100%. I do love, I don't know, I always find on TikTok, I don't know if you do, Producer Grace, like it's like a waitress at a restaurant, they're like, these are the celebrities that were nice to me. And it's like, there's no proof.
No, of course there's no proof.
No, like, and people just go, oh, well, that must be true.
These are just random people with fake names on Reddit.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I don't believe them, but I love them.
100%.
So hit me.
Oh, because they create content. All right, here's the first one from Dio Moy. Dio Moy.
I don't know.
Dumois.
Dumois.
It's a celebrity gossip Instagram.
Okay, there you go. Dumois.
Dio Moy.
I can't believe you got that.
Yeah.
No, Grace
like,
says it in gossip all the time. Remember?
Oh.
She's like office
gossip.
Hey,
anyway.
Do you want to know something?
Dumois said, I once saw Kourtney Kardashian in a club, and when a woman asked for a photo with her, she said, only if you show me your tits.
Oh.
Wait, who said that?
Kourtney Kardashian yelled it out.
That's great.
Yeah, so. I want to believe that's true.
Producer Grace
as long
says
as everyone's
the same thing.
Consenting, then fine.
Actually, the second one, Dumois, saw Producer Grace. said the same thing. This is from Hanky33. Hanky says, I ran into Taylor Lautner in a karaoke bar and we both sung Sweet Caroline together.
That's nice.
I don't believe it. Yeah, no one knows what Taylor Lautner looks like. No.
Twilight fans do.
Yeah, it's so true.
No, mate.
And also,
that was years ago. Like, have you seen him lately?
Yes. He looks the same.
I don't know.
Does he look the same? He's good looking.
Yeah, I think so.
He is.
He's very good looking.
I mean, I wouldn't know. No,
I was more team the other bloke.
Edward.
Yeah, that's one. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. Who might be Hanky 33, you know, because that would make sense if they were hanging out.
It's Tom Hanks, obviously.
Of course. This one from STP_76 said, I was outside a bar in Hollywood and saw Kendall Jenner and Cara Delevingne. She's the model, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And they stole my sister's cowboy hat and then insisted they do body shots with her.
Oh.
I'm into those that, too. Fun, yeah. These are great. I hope these are true. I want them to happen to me. I never see celebs in the wild.
I saw Seal once eating some hot chips.
Yeah, and that's a great story.
It was like, there he is, a seal, and he was trying for the hot chips. So hot. And I went, there's Seal
eating
chips.
That's great. Jareed Pumple. Says, at a Christmas party and Katy Perry turned up randomly, lit AF, and DJ'd. It was a disaster.
DJing's hard.
Don't get up and DJ. Just walk around the room. Yeah, well, I mean, producing ways you would know as the DJ of the group. I can't find your little DJ scratching set. It used to be. Oh, here it is, DJ Grace. Here's what I want to know. 13 10 60. When did you see a celeb in the wild?
Celebrity encounter.
We want your celebrity encounters, guys. Now, I don't want you to call and say you saw a celebrity, you know, at a concert, at their concert. You know, you saw Justin Bieber on stage. That doesn't count. You need to see them
outside of what they're doing.
In the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't call up and tell me you watched Jonathan Thurston play rugby, you know.
Rugby league.
Rugby league. Well,
you can call up for rugby.
Yeah, because that would be interesting.
Wow, that's interesting.
You saw JT playing soccer. You know
what
I mean?
Grace, name an athlete and then name a wrong sport for them.
Oh, you didn't see Usain Bolt playing javelin?
Oh, yes! Grace Gard.
Thank you so much.
This is risky, Nath. Go for another one, Grace.
Another one. Mm. You didn't see Leighton Hewitt surfing.
Oh, Grace!
Do you want to go three for three?
Yeah, you didn't see Shane Warne. Playing tennis.
Yeah.
I know, that's probably just top of mind.
And you mentioned Leighton Hewitt and he was a tennis. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, it's hard.
One of the great men.
Yeah, we should have stopped after two.
We really should. You brought the mood down. Let's bring it back up with your celebrity encounters, guys. 13.
Celebrity encounter.
10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. When did you see a celebrity in the wild? And also, if you give us a call, $50 crust pizza vouchers to give away. You want one of those? Jump on the phones. When did you see a celebrity in the wild? A celebrity encounter. We want to hear him.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Imagine Dragons Enemy. Live across the country, you got Jimmy and Nate. And we just asked the question, 13, 10, 60. When did you see a celebrity in the wild?
Celebrity encounter.
Yeah, it must make it clear. It can't be a celebrity doing what they normally do. You know what I mean? So you can't see an athlete doing their, you know, at a game.
Yeah, you can't see footy player playing footy.
Yeah.
Or a musician.
Justin Bieber
music,
on stage. You know
or
what I mean?
You're at a set and be like, I was a producer on a TV show and I saw Matty J.
It doesn't work like that. All right, let's go to the phones. Cooper. Cooper from Melbourne. Hi, Coops. We got you there?
Yeah, hey.
Coops, celebrity in the wild. Who did you see?
Oh, I saw Tommy Hawkins, the Geelong Cats player.
Oh, the great, the good-looking man, Tommy Hawkins. Where was he, Cooper?
I saw him at a rodeo.
Okay, so definitely outside his wheelhouse.
He wasn't competing in the rodeo, was he?
No, not at all. Oh, that
would have been great. Okay, so
would have been great to see though, big Tommy Hawkins on a ball.
Well, he's got long levers. You know what I mean? Where was the rodeo, Coops?
It was like in the deep country, like Merrijig.
Okay, and what was he? What was he doing?
Oh, he was absolutely blind. He was galloping around like a gazelle.
Like a gazelle.
I love that. Oh,
perfect, Cooper. Hamish from Sydney. Hi, Haim.
Hi there.
Haim, celebrity encounters. What celeb did you see in the wild?
I saw Richard Wilkins.
The big dick.
Yeah, big dicky. He's a big fella too.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
Where'd you see him, Haim?
I saw him at the Delta Goodrum concert.
Okay, I'm gonna allow this to play on because technically he's an entertainment reporter. So technically,
was he in the crowd, Hamish?
He was in the crowd. Yeah, not too far away.
Was he singing along, Hamish?
Oh, I didn't see him singing along, but right. I just, you know, I saw him, you know, walking around. I think it was with, you know, family or whatever, but he just didn't seem happy. You know what I mean? I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just a big night out or something like that. I don't know, but yeah.
Not happy.
Maybe he's just not into Delta Goodrum.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe just not into it.
Hamish has discovered.
Yeah, wow.
Richard Wilkins.
Watch disappear on Sunrise tomorrow. Carl grills him. Gabby, hi, Gabs.
Hey, guys.
Gabby, what celeb did you see in the wild?
I saw Kyle Sandilands in the wild.
Oh.
The great radio man.
The radio shock jock himself. Self. What was he doing, Gabs?
Absolutely. So he was in Forestville at the local Crown of the Hill Bottle-O stocking up.
What was he buying, Gabs?
There were a few bottles of wine. There was a bit of harder stuff.
Yeah, because Kyle seems the type to me to go after the hard stuff.
Yeah. There was a bit there.
You say
he should be careful at his age.
Putting on a party, you know what I mean? Gabs, did you say good day?
No, I didn't. I was a bit shy. He didn't look like really in the mood to chat, so I was like, yeah, I'll just leave it be.
Yeah. You don't want to poke the bear.
No, just leave him alone. Let him borrow his piss. You know what I mean? Just
piss in peace.
Yeah, absolutely. Marky from Wagga. Hi, Mark.
G'day, mate. How you going, buddy?
We're good, Cobber. What celeb did you see in the wild?
Yeah, well, I'm actually from Perth, but I was in the post office nightclub in Northbridge in Perth, and Mark Taylor was in there.
Mark Tubby Taylor.
Tubby was there, Mark.
And, I said, g'day, Mark, and he turned his back on me, and I said, I sort of got up him.
Oh,
so did he
buy me a beer?
He bought you a beer?
Yeah, I said, oh, mate, you know, people look after you, and you should be out turning your back on people.
Look, in Producer Grace's defence, Producer Grace, you did give us a little bit of a warning there.
I said Mark has a really great story.
Mark did have a great story.
And it was a phenomenal story.
He was making a great point. But he said the F word, and as much as we love it, you're going to hear a lot of it later on the show, but we have beeped it out.
He just got a bit excited.
Yeah. I've got no problems with the F word. Legally, we can't broadcast it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
so,
we can't. There's a big discussion off air about this.
He was telling a great story.
Great story.
He's saying to Mark Tubby Taylor, saw him, and he went, Mark.
Bought him a beer.
He say good day, and he's like, you look up to me. And so he goes, all right, mate, I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah.
They shook hands, sat down, had a bit of a cuddle.
Absolutely. I've still got Mark. Do you want me to go back to Mark?
I do, but you all know you shouldn't listen to Jimmy.
Yeah.
I will lead you astray.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Mark, and if we have to do a double dump here, you know, that's interesting. Hey, Mark, we got you?
Hello?
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, sorry about it. I didn't mean to swear.
Mate, that's fine.
It's all good.
That's fine.
We all do it.
Lemmy, mate, was next to McDermott playing, and, he said, he'll knock you, Big Bridge would knock you for six, and next mate, the bouncers threw us all at the pub.
What a great ending!
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, that's it. Australia Wednesday night. We are Jimmy and Nate. We are live around the country with you. Welcome to the family. Speaking of the family, anybody listening, anybody calling through is instantly part of the Jimmy and Nate family. And just before Jimmy asked 131060, when did you have a celebrity encounter?
Celebrity encounter.
And we had the brilliant Mark from Wagga, who is still with us because, I mean, Mark, first of all, he shared a story about seeing Tubbs, Marky Taylor.
Mark Tubby Taylor.
In the wild.
Former Australian cricket captain, for those that don't know.
Who ended up buying him a beer, which
Love
is
that.
Phenomenal. And then Producer Grace talking to Mark from Wagga outside. And Mark, you've got an even better story about a celebrity encounter, I believe.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm actually from Perth.
Okay, from Perth.
Yeah, I actually live in Perth. I'm actually in Wagga at the moment because I'm driving a truck across Australia.
So. Got ya.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, my wife gave birth to my daughter, and I was in this hospital, and this big tall fella walked through, whatever. And then I was in a pub, went to buy a baby's head with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out, bought his beer, and this bloke came up. And I said, oh, you look familiar from this hospital. And as I bought the beer, it slipped through my hand and fell on this big bloke's foot. He's about 8 foot tall. And it was Adam Sandilands from the Dockers.
Adam Sandilands from the Dockers, the footy player.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, sorry, mate. And what a lovely fella he was. He said, yep, no dramas at all. We had thongs on.
Yeah.
Got the beer all over his foot.
Oh.
So, sorry, just quickly, Mark, Producer Grace came to the studio.
No, bring her in. Bring Producer Grace in. First of all, Mark, thanks for sticking around. You're a bloody legend, and you're getting $50 to spend at Crust, okay?
Ah, that's right. You get the money, mate. Get a charity or something.
Oh, God, love he's Mark. The best bloke ever.
Mark, I love that you're driving around Australia. But Mark, Producer Grace came in the studio and she goes, guys, you're not going to believe this. Mark from Perth, he dropped a beer on Adam Sandler's foot.
As in the comedic actor, Adam Sandler.
I thought it was Adam Sandler.
No, the footballer.
Adam Sandler.
And he even said Fremantle Dockers too, okay. And I went, Adam.
Ruckman.
The Ruckman. Not your fault. You 100% know what you're talking about. Producer Grace thought it was Adam Sandler.
And when Mark was like, I bloody ran this bloke 8 foot tall, and I was like, didn't Producer Grace say ran Adam Sandler?
I'm a Bombers supporter, so.
Yeah. You know
what who's your favourite Bombers player, Mark?
Oh, I would have been Hurdy.
Hurdy, yeah, James Hurd.
Yeah, Hurdy.
Would have been, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Hurdy, Miss Hurdy, Producer Grace. Love him. Good on you, Mark. Thanks very much, bro. You call the show whenever you want, okay? Your family.
I just turned the I sent my truck, ate my dinner, I just turned it on to Seek, and I found you on there, and I went, oh, this sounds cool, channel.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, buddy.
Marky, we're on all over Australia, so wherever you're driving that truck, we'll be with you, all right?
All right, brother.
Good on you. Good on you, Marky.
Love Marky.
Producer Grace, write a reply.
Look. He even said Fremantle Dockers, and I went, oh, Adam Sandler must like, you know how Russell Crowe owns a sports
team? Yeah, owns the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
I was like, that must be that kind
Adam
of situation.
Sandler, American comedian, owns
8 foot tall
AFL team.
And I'm going, he dropped a pint on Adam Sandler's foot. That's a big story.
You're thinking I'll send this to the Daily Mail. It'll be fantastic. Oh, dear. This is why I love radio, guys.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nate live across the country, Wednesday night. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Now, it's really exciting. We're about to play our interview with Super High. Mm-hmm. Who's Super High? You'd know their song, Following the Sun. It's a massive hit. It's got over... it's got heaps of streams.
I'm not going to sing it because I'll ruin it.
But really exciting. It's these guys, Super High. It's Rick and George. Their first ever Australian interview.
Yeah,
we don't often get to do many.
Don't often. No, we never do.
No, I mean I was about to say just interviews in general. I think we might have done two or three since we've joined late nights. Yeah. We don't do a lot of interviews, so to do one that's like a first ever, I'll be honest, I felt the pressure a little bit, but.
They made it really easy because they're relaxed
as well.
They
were gentle.
Because the thing was, they're nervous too. This is their first Australian interview. Yeah. Really? If we screw up, we'll get another crack with another artist. You know what I mean? With them, this is their first go.
I feel like you're going to hear there's two parts, but I just feel like this also interview is very different to other Australian interviews.
Yes.
So we probably should have chatted to them afterwards and be like, hey, just the project's not going to be like this.
No, they're not going to do. I mean, you'll hear what happens, but I can tell you now the project won't do what we do. All right, here is part one of our chat with Super High. Live across the country, you've got Jimmy and Nate. Thanks for being a part of it, guys.
Nate, I need you to get the round of applause ready for a British production duo. They met around 15, 16 years ago over a couple of beers, and they didn't want to get a real job. Very much like you and I.
Sounds like the story of Jimmy and Nate.
Jimmy and Nate, yes. Ricky and George. They have written and produced for artists such as Five Sauce, David Guetta, Green Day, Charlie Puth. The list goes on and on. Their single, Following the Sun, hit over 150 million streams, over 250,000 radio plays, and over 1.9 million Shazams.
Ooh.
And I believe, I don't know, we probably should have checked this because we were chatting to them before this, but I believe this is their first Australian interview.
Nah,
if it isn't, boys, just lie.
I'm backing it in regardless.
Their new single, Told You So, is out now. Please welcome to the show, George and Rick from Super High.
Oh, fellas, welcome.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. Yeah. Loving it. So, firstly, can we just pick you up? Please don't tell us we met 15 years ago over a couple of beers. Can we tell everyone we're 25?
Well, look, to be fair, we don't know the drinking age in the UK, so we don't know what the game
is. It was illegal. You were 5 years old, and someone should have been arrested. Your parents, maybe.
And they said, if you guys don't crack it on the charts, you're going to jail, both of you. boys, look.
Is this your first Australian interview? Did we get that right?
It is indeed, yeah. So thank you so much. And we're a bit nervous, so, you know, just go gentle on us.
Don't be nervous, boys. Just pictures in our underwear, which is absolutely fine.
I'm going to be honest with you, boys. Your manager, we're not even a real radio show. Your management just got us in to just test you out, see if you can do interviews.
Yeah.
And if you nail this.
Make us feel better.
Yeah, there's a lot of work.
And we're failing.
Yeah, we're actually three streets away from you. We're not even in Australia.
This is all green screen.
mean? This isn't real. Well, I mean, look, boys, welcome to Australian radio for the very first time. I mean, obviously the song's been played. It is going absolutely nuts. People are loving it. But I guess this is your first opportunity. What do you want to say to the country? Australia is listening to your first Australian interview right now. Is there anything you want to say before we go on and ask you?
Thank you. Like, we can't, we honestly, it's like mind blowing. We love your car. I've never even been to Australia and we love it, love the country already. Like, what you've done for our song is just mind boggling. So, 1,000 thanks.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, this song is everywhere. I open TikTok, I turn on the radio. You guys just wanted to write a song that was fun and people would enjoy. Did you ever think that it would blow up like this?
No, definitely not. Is it pissing you off yet?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Tremendously, tremendously. The point Excellent. Of this interview yeah. is to say stop it.
Yeah, this is yeah.
stop. Please. Formal complaint.
I'll never play this again. Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah, if you think we're going to play your new single, Told You So, well, no. Okay?
Because we saw what happened with the other one.
What happened last time? We're not going to let it happen again. We're banning it.
Boys, look, when this came out, obviously people loved it straight away. I feel like it had this, it's called Following the Sun, but especially in the winter months, which is hitting Australia at the moment, people are holding on to as much of the warmth as they can. This song absolutely delivers that. Was that the vibe of the song when you created it? Was it to help people remind themselves of good times, potentially in the sun, having a few frothies, you know, right. meeting your best mate when you're 5 years old, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, over a few beers. It was lockdown. It was the middle of lockdown, so there was enough sadness in the world already. So we were just kind of like, let's write a song that's a bit happier and can sort of take people away to a road trip or anywhere really, a beach somewhere, and just sort of get away from all the shit that was going on.
Do you?
Yeah, a few years ago, we did a road trip to Las Vegas, and we did the like proper British tourist thing where we hired a Mustang and we'd had the roof down and all this kind of stuff. And we got like halfway through the road trip and it was like 100 degrees, like whatever, you know, I don't know what that is in centigrade or whatever. But, and we were like, no, we're not putting the roof up. Definitely not putting the roof up. We arrived in Vegas and we were completely toasted and dusty and
dry
and burnt to a cinder. And we wanted to encapsulate that in musical form. So that's what the song was.
Well, you've absolutely nailed the brief because, I mean, straight after this, when the song plays, we're getting in a Mustang. All right, there you go. Part one of our chat with super high UK British producers, and we made the promise, so let's deliver on it. Here is their brand new track. It is called Told You So. We'll play it for you now across the country. Part two of our chat up next. You got Jimmy Nate.
No, I don't want to hear I told you so.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
It's brand new from super high. It's called Told You So. Right across the country. Told you so. You got the Jimmy Nace Show, and Jim, we were lucky enough to catch up with the boys in their first Australian interview, super high, and we've still got part two to play for everyone.
Yeah, we caught up with them earlier tonight. Absolutely love them, Rick and George. If you are just joining us, they have written songs for Five Sauce, Charlie Puth, David Guetta, Green Day.
Green Day is wild to me.
Do you love Green Day?
I love the Time of Your Life. Wonder if they wrote that. Green Day.
No. But now they're making their own music. We love them. If you did hear that first chat, we were just getting along with them really well. And then in that song you heard, there is an explicit version.
Yeah.
It says the F word in it.
I hope that song wasn't the version.
I wasn't paying attention.
Neither was I.
You might have heard it, you might not. Anyway, we're not supposed to play the F word. So when we were chatting to the boys, we started swearing.
Yep.
Now, Nath was trying to beep it out because it was pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. We're having some delay issues with the boys being in the UK.
Yes.
So it'd be like, for an example, it'd be like me saying, oh, F, Nath.
And then I would be like,
yeah,
there you go.
So a bit of a delay there.
Pretty much that timing.
But again, we did this chat earlier tonight, so we've pre-recorded. So what we've done is we've given it, handballed it to producer Grace. She has, I think, replaced the swear words with you saying bad word.
Yeah, well, I couldn't put too many more beeps in, otherwise you just wouldn't have known what was happening. It would just have been censor beeps. So it's just me kind of just adding some thoughts over the top.
Okay, right. So if you're wondering why producer, she's not just butting in, she's saving
Naughty
us from
words.
Losing our job.
Yeah.
Here is part two of our chat with Super High.
I want to ask you boys, because the UK is going through a bit of a heat wave. I mean, this song is Following the Sun. Nathan and I saw this on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen this, but over in the UK, that's a bloke at a pub and his jeans are off. He's drinking a drinking a pint.
How did you get that picture of me?
So I'm just wondering, George. Do you usually take your pants off when you're having a beer? Is this a common thing in the UK?
Always, because you can dip your what's-its in it and keep cool.
Well, I mean, George, this is the thing. If your bum's out the whole time, really, the song should be Following the Moon, really, shouldn't it?
You don't want to see that. You definitely don't want to see that.
Can we talk about the new single, Told You So? We will play it, begrudgingly. Just hopefully this one doesn't blow up as much. I really enjoy a song with a bit of swearing, and I think you boys would know that. Something I think we share in common with the UK and Australia. We love our swear words. Was it a real choice of you to put in, now we'll beat this out, but now it's a
bad word.
Mess, I Told You So.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I missed it.
That's amazing.
Did you go? I want to put a swear word in here. We've got to do it.
And try it. Can you try it with me?
Naughty word.
Hang on.
Bad word.
I missed it. Oh, wait. Our producers, just so you know, our producers looking at this going, we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Amazing. No, we had the conversation with the guys with the label we're going through, and they were, because we've done a clean version for certain playlists on Spotify, and they wanted to run with it. We were like, look, it's like this is what the chat was when we wrote it. Like, you don't sort of go, oh god, it's a bit of a mess. You go,
bad word. No, it's oops.
A mess, don't you? And that's so like,
that's right.
sorry. So yeah, it's one of those. I think we stuck to our guns on that, and maybe it will bite us in the ass, but hopefully it won't.
No, look, I mean, like I said, down here, we love that. Do you feel pressure? I mean, like you've got this massive song that's still out there, and you know, doing the rounds, or are you boys just in that same mindset? You know, 2 5-year-olds sharing a pint with your pants down, yeah, going, we're just right, making songs, songs because we love it.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, we just take the mindset that we're just a couple of
even worse word
from Dorset.
Wait, everybody. Yeah, I think I got that one. I think I got that one.
Oh, this is never going to be edited.
No, it is. And it will be the greatest. You guys weren't allowed to do another Australian radio interview.
Yeah.
But it will be the greatest.
Yeah, no, we wanted to make sure this is your first and only Boys, we absolutely love the new song. We are going to get it on.
Yeah. Any plans to come down under?
Yeah, for sure. We were just saying that. We were like, if you don't mind just blowing this song up, we'll have no excuse but to come over. I've never even been to Australia, like I said, so please do, please, because I'm desperate to come over and get away from my missus for a few days.
Well, mate, it's a date. The four of us having a beer, pants off. I can't wait.
That's good.
Awesome. Boys, we absolutely appreciate it. George, Rick from Super High. Go and listen to the new song, guys. It is called Told You So. We love you, boys. Congratulations.
Love you, boys.
Your first Australian chat. We love you. We'll chat to you soon.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, guys.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
I want to ask now 131060, and this one comes from producer Trin, but she is very busy tonight. She's out on the ones and twos.
Trial Trin is non-stop today.
She, for those who don't know, she also works on the Abby Chatfield Hot Nights with Abby, so she's busy. She's a woman of many hats.
Several hats, and she wears them all at once.
She does.
Not overly practical.
For those who don't know, it's a saying, isn't it, Grace?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a saying, but also Trin wears several hats at once, which is very impressive.
If Trin was in the bushes, she would have many birds. Seven birds she would be holding.
We've done the maths.
Shout out to Trin. She's put this together for us, and I love it, because I want to ask 131060, what shouldn't you cheap out on? So there's stuff out there, I believe, that you should buy, but you need to spend extra money on it. All right, we're going to get to that. Now, this comes because Kmart has launched this new cheap homewares.
I love this. This is a round of applause.
Yep. And I love Kmart stuff. I've got so much Kmart stuff
in my house. Kmart stuff is the best. And I tell you
it's cheap. It looks good.
And the resellability on Kmart stuff, it flies off.
Goes off on Facebook Marketplace.
Goes nuts. Like, I was selling stuff I bought from Kmart for more than what I bought it for.
I don't know if that's good to do. But
why? It's not against the rules.
Yeah, but morals.
Screw the morals.
I tried to sell liquor on Facebook.
You're not allowed to.
No.
Yeah, now,
no.
See, now that's against the rules.
But I didn't realise. Yeah. To be honest, like, you don't pop in your mind. I went, I got this because I'm off the booze, and I went, I'm going to sell some stuff.
Make some cash.
And Facebook went, hey, we've taken your profile down.
Meanwhile, I'm making $20 on a side lamp.
Well, earlier we gave away money for fuel on the show. I had $165 more. That's from Facebook Marketplace from reselling Kmart items.
Genius.
I love it. I mean, some of the prices for new stuff. Lowest, $12.
$12?
$12. $15. For just $15, shoppers can buy the new, how do you say that, Grace?
Vivian
Shell Light.
Yeah.
Or it's a fluted decorative bowl.
Yeah, and the Shell Light. I mean, it's exactly how the name says it. It's a light inside a shell, and it looks great. It'd be great for like a little beach house, Grace, one of your portfolio houses.
It would be great. A beach house.
But it would look fantastic next to your beach house. Yeah.
Because of your financial panther. Now, you guys agree. You can buy cheap home deco stuff.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Okay. But what can't you cheap out on? Give me some stuff. Hit me.
So I always run by the mantra of spend things that go between you and the earth. So
spend
things
money
like,
on things.
What did I say?
Don't worry about what you said, but it
spend
wasn't
money
that.
On the earth.
No, you said spend things.
Spend money on things that go between you and the earth. So things like shoes,
chairs,
mattresses, tyres.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can't cheap out on them.
No, you can't.
The tyres are really important. You know what I mean?
Oh, four handprints. You know what I mean? Keep you on the road. Isn't that what all those ads say? Four handprints.
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
Hey, don't have a go here. Because you just said spend
listen
things.
Here, spend the ground.
Spend the earth. I'll be honest, like medical stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think surgery? You're gonna,
yeah. Like, I'm talking like, you know, like dental. You know what I mean? Don't when they go, hey, you need your wisdom teeth out, don't cheap out and go, well, I should be fine.
And insurance while we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, insurance.
I mean, we're all that age now where, you know, we all need insurance for our bodies.
And it
comes in like, because I wear glasses. Shout out to Booper. This is not a paid segment.
Sounds like it is.
No, it's not. Shout out
to Medicare then.
That's free, isn't it?
Really? I've been paying for it.
Still on my mum's card. All right, so 13, 10, 60. What shouldn't you cheap out on?
Yeah.
What are the things that you need to spend money on, and it doesn't matter? You go, oh, you begrudgingly go, I have to do this.
Yeah, you got
to
spend money on because otherwise you're going to be worse off in the future, really. So, all right, 13, 10, 60, straight, jump on the phones right now. What shouldn't you go cheap on? What do you need to spend money on? Otherwise, you're in a bit of strife. Jump on the phones. If you give us a call, we've got Oscar Wiley vouchers to give away. $100.
I don't need my Booper membership.
That credit was for nothing. It's Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy, just ask the question. 13, 10, 60, Australia. What shouldn't you cheap out on, guys? What shouldn't you cheap out on? Because you could be worse off.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to spend that money. You know, I mean, when they say, hey, you need your wisdom teeth out, you got to get them out.
Yeah.
When they say, hey, Jimmy, you need glasses to see stuff. And I go, who said that?
Your doctor. Get them right.
You need to.
What, a couple of Coke bottles do, Doc? No. Yeah,
no. Can't I make glasses at home?
I mean, you can, but they won't work.
Look, this is after Kmart. Everyone loves Kmart. Their new cheap homewares are out. You can buy stuff for as low as $12 for your house. I love it, and I think that's good. But Nathan, before we go to the phones, is there anything else that comes to your mind? You just think you shouldn't cheap out on that?
I know Producer Grace brought up tyres, which I think is a good idea, but I think a car in general, I'm not saying you need to buy a brand new car, but just a...
You don't want to go super cheap because then it breaks down.
You've got to spend more, because I'm at the stage now where my car is absolute rubbish.
It is.
I mean, we've discussed this plenty of times on the
show. You're putting a lot of money into it.
I'm putting more money into it. I've put more money into that car than I originally bought it for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's leaking everywhere. It stinks.
The electronics in it don't work.
The wiper fell off the other day.
And then the other one fell off. Then you had no wipers.
In the middle of the highway. The wipers fell off. When do wipers fall off? Sort it out, Nath. What's wrong with you?
Can I throw another one at you?
Of course you can.
I don't know if you agree with this, but I think underwear. I think you can't cheap out on it.
That's true.
You need to buy some good underwear. Mm. Like, you can't have holy stuff or cheap stuff that's itchy or too tight. No. Undies are important.
You need comfortable undies. And
stuff
again,
that's close to your bits.
And this is spoken by somebody who had, or used to, because my partner's now thrown them out. But, you know, notoriously, when we lived together, I had lots of undies, but a lot of them are quite weathered.
Yeah.
Quite weathered in the crotchal area. Yeah. So, and I'm not going to point at any particular brand because some of those brands are great brands.
No,
but when
are,
you've
but
had
you've,
them for 10 years,
yeah, 10 years, yeah.
Even
yeah.
Calvin's will get a hole in them.
Mm.
Bonds, great undies. But when you've had them since birth, you know.
Yeah, I think you just cheap out on most.
Mate, I'd still hold on to nappies if I could, you know. Vanessa from the Central Coast. Ness, thanks for joining in. What's your new cheap ad on, Ness?
Definitely never cheap out on fruit and veggies, guys. Definitely not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're so
right.
Even though we're paying nearly $10 to the lettuce,
yeah,
I definitely think we should not forget our fruit and vegetables. They're so healthy.
Yeah, they are. They're great for
and
you.
Very nutritional. Very, very.
Nutritional value.
Ness, would you agree that sometimes, like, I think unfortunately the junk food is the easier option and the cheaper option, and that's why we go that way?
Absolutely. I definitely think that way, especially when we've got a good hangover. Junk food's always a good, you know. So right.
I mean, when you're hungover,
can't remaster for that one.
You don't really want to bite into an apple, do you?
No, you don't. No. You're not like your hand.
No, let's go fruit and vegetables more than the junk food, I think.
No, you're so right. And the nutritional value is better. You know what I mean? You're not doing a Caesar salad and skipping out the lettuce going, you know, I'll put a Dorito in there.
Absolutely, no.
Thank you, Ness. Beck from Victoria. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Hi, Beck. Beck,
hi.
Beck, what shouldn't you cheap out on?
Well, you already said my answer before, underwear.
Yeah, underwear. Okay. No, you're just seconding that, which is great. Mm. Great idea. Have you cheaped out on undies before, Beck?
Not myself, but my partner, and we were actually discussing it like half an hour earlier tonight, and I am about to throw out over half his collection of underwear because they are that disgusting.
Okay.
And got that you much sell
my, in it. Sell up my partner, Beck. We had this similar discussion over many years.
So, Beck, I mean, welcome to the show. Nathan and I used to live together many, many years, and I said to him, mate, you need to get rid of these undies. And Nathan's like, they're fine. You're always having a go at me. I'm not just going to go blow money on undies. And then when he moved in with his partner, she was like, what the hell?
Yeah. So that's the thing.
He's got Jimmy's more holes in him than Swiss cheese.
Jimmy's contractually obliged to stay with me. She's not.
Yeah.
But this is Beck. Your boyfriend may have used this same kind of thing. But what I often do is, if there's a hole in undies, I'll wear two, and therefore it's rare that the hole will be in the same place. So at least one hole will be covered by another pair of undies. Beck.
He doesn't do that.
Mm. Is he gonna buy new ones, Beck?
I'm forcing him to buy new ones. That's good. How bad they are.
No, you need to.
You don't need to. Bridie from Victoria. Hi, Bridie. Round things out for us. What can't you cheap out on?
You can't cheap out on concert tickets or contraception.
Yeah, the two big C's. The two big C's.
I didn't even think of those.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Concert tickets, because most of the time they'll be a scammer, won't they?
Yeah, but, you know, you got to go see the concert in real life. You can't go see an impersonator or just, you know, watch the concert on Netflix.
No, even Bridie, I've done the old cheap, like, you go on to buy tickets for a concert and it says restricted view. And in my head
How
restricted is it?
Yeah.
And then you get there and basically you're behind the stage. You can't see anything.
You're behind a pylon.
And you're like, why'd I even pay money for this?
Yeah.
I can't even see Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's... You're so right.
Exactly.
And then contraception. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to use it.
Get priorities in order.
Priorities.
You do.
Yeah. Which one's more important, Bridie? Seeing the concert or the contraception?
Okay, I'm going to say the contraception. Got
to
go with that.
You don't want to. You don't need it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Wrapping it up, Jim.
So we rate the show. It's a show rating. We do at the end of every show. We rate the show out of 10, give our reasons why. It's a 10 out of 10, Nath.
10 out of 10, mate. Rip it off like a Band-Aid. It's a phenomenal score.
I'll be honest, it is a 10 out of 10, and it hurts me to say that because the only thing it was missing was a little bit of producer Trin. And we did have something on the show for her. It was Kmart dropping a new homewares range. We probably didn't do it justice talking about it because Trin had prepared everything. But Trin, you've been out on the buttons and you're putting together an absolutely amazing video that I'd love everyone to go to the socials, at Jimmy Nath, at The Jimmy Nath Show. What's your handle?
Trin Sands, TRINSANDS. I'm single. I'm ready to mingle.
Yep.
Slide into the DMs, guys.
10 out of 10 show, but Trin will put a video together, and I think that's great, but we did miss you on the show, but still 10 out of 10
please,
for me.
Please.
Trin, you've been nonstop. You've been more busy than anyone else I've ever seen out there.
You know, like, I just love getting on the tools.
You do. The phones, on the videos.
She's good on you, Trini.
She's a woman of many hats.
And I just really want to make sure that our bosses are listening, that I'm just such a hard worker, and I'd love that pay rise. Thanks.
Oh, and she deserves it, doesn't she? So she can does. Buy some Kmart products.
Nath, you endorsed her on LinkedIn tonight.
Oh, I know. I've just figured out that you can do that. I mean, Trini did take my phone and endorsed herself. With all those...
You did the first three.
And then you got, and then
I was like, I got drunk with power. Yeah. It started endorsing.
It looked weird.
Yeah.
No, and then I said, don't endorse them all because then it won't look like, then it will take away from the.
The realness.
I got excited. I don't know how to endorse, and I've just learned that.
You should just endorse everyone for everything.
Yeah, that's so true.
Be the endorser. That's your thing.
I'm just the endorser. 13, 10, 60 if you want an endorsement.
No, because then it takes it away from the specialness of it.
Cancel that. Don't call up. I only endorse Trin, and that's it.
Yeah.
Trin only. She does great.
Producer Grace?
10 out of 10. We gave away some free fuel. We had a great story about Adam Sandler. And not Adam Sandler, which I have learnt something today. They are two different people.
Shout out to Mark. Mark from Perth, the truck driver, drives all around the country, was just flicking through the wireless today, decided to land on the boys. Two corker stories.
I know it wasn't on the show, but the fact that Grace thought Adam Sandler, the actor, owned the Fremantle Dockers.
Mm.
That didn't happen on the show. It was off air because Grace thought...
You created this whole beautiful narrative in your mind. Which
I just love the idea of you going... Wow, Adam Sandler owns an AFL team.
I'll be honest, I went, this is something I should know. Like, I'm trying to get across sports because you guys do that sort of
stuff. And you do really well.
And I went, I'm not going to say I didn't know Adam Sandler owned the Fremantle Dockers because that's embarrassing that I didn't know that.
Next thing you'll tell me, Russell Crowe owns the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
I know, wild.
So 10 and 10 for you, Grace. Yes. 10 and 10 for me. Trin, what were you?
Yeah, I'm a solid...
Sorry, are you looking at Instagrams as people slid in?
I'm looking. Oh. Don't... You endorse me and then you bring me down.
Wasn't funny yesterday.
I'm looking at our show plan because there's just too many options. I'm going to go 9.8. I'm bringing it down 0.02 because, I didn't get to come in and contribute to the Kmart segment.
That's fine.
But
do you want me to knock mine down as well?
No.
Okay.
No. No, that's each to their own. To their own. But I did love hearing that Grace is going to be spending $300,000 on her wedding.
Also not true.
We haven't got that. There's just so much video to do.
That's another thing that Trin was doing outside.
Not going to sleep tonight.
No.
There's just so much video content.
I know.
Slow.
Nath? It's a 10 out of 10, mate. It's a 10 out of 10. My purely goes to Mark. Mark, the truck driver. Phenomenal. Phenomenal work.
It's interesting that you're shouting someone out who swore on the show and we had to dump it.
And then we brought him back again, which is a big radio no-no. But that's the thing.
But we only brought him back because we thought that he met Adam Sandler.
That's true.
Grace is like, guys, we've got to get him back. He dropped a beer on Adam Sandler's foot. And we're like, wow.
We're like, doesn't matter. He's just swore on air. Let's bring him back.
He's met Adam Sandler, the owner of the Dockers.
I wish we, as Grace ran in the studio, she's like, guys, he dropped a beer on Adam Sandler's foot. And me and Nate's like, bring him back. It's a great story.
Oh.
Good stuff, guys. Well done all round, everybody. Fantastic work.
Just a great show. Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.